At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, Dan Ferrier here with your closing bell for February 5th, 2025. So what happened today? I'm going to show you a chart of the MBS bonds. They're on fire right now, and the stock market's also kicking it right now. Didn't we think there was a recession coming or a slump coming or something else? Well, let's get over to the news to figure out what in the heck's going on. So we want to go to the economic calendar. Let's see if there's anything today that I missed. We go down through here, and on Wednesday, we saw ADP payroll numbers, and they came in at 183, much higher than expected here, but not too far off the revisions. And then we had some manufacturing stuff through here. And then we had crude oil kicking it right now. Last reading, we were supposed to have about 2 million barrels of oil, and we have about 8.8 million, so a glut of oil. Other than that, there's really nothing going on today, and here's what's going on in the markets. We have the Dow Jones up over 300 points. We have a rally in bonds bringing mortgage rates down to, we're back in the 6% range. Guys, so what's going on? What do we expect in the future? Well, let's get over to it. This might be a good time to talk to those. Is it time to refinance? We have a lot of people on the fence right now saying, Dan, if rates hit here, I want to refinance. So I did a little analysis here I want to show you guys on a refinance from somebody who closed about a little over a year ago to somebody who's looking to close right now. But first, let's get over to the headlines that we're seeing right through here. Let's go to the stock market. Is there anything really going on there? Biggest Qualcomm? No. Go to here. Trump's 10% tariffs increase on impact Ford, GM, billions of dollars in parts. So you look at this data and it's like, this shouldn't be good news. Well, for some reason, it's good news. Green all the way across the board here. We have a red on the VIX, meaning the anxiety levels are down. Cryptocurrencies, let's see if it's turning. It's turning a little bit. And let's go to oil. I think oil is down as well. So oil is going down. Remember, this was teetering on about $77 a barrel not too long ago. So this is going to help inflation quite a bit. So let's get over to it right through here. Here's what's going on in the MBS market. All you need to know is this number right through here. What happens with this? Well, this is a mortgage-backed security. All I got to explain to you on this is if the price of the bond goes up, which you're seeing in this case is up 13 or 33 ticks, you're going to see mortgage rates coming down. You should see them maybe come down even a little bit more. Let's see how the follow through goes in to tomorrow. But let's look at a 2-day chart. Look at this. This is crazy. Again, as this goes up, mortgage rates are coming down. So this might be a good entry point for those. Well, if you put off buying that first house, maybe this might help those payments come down. But if you've already bought a house, would this save you some money? So a lot of people don't understand. Once you buy a house, you can virtually refinance at any time. Government loans like FHA and VA, they sometimes have a restriction where you can't do anything for about 6 or 8 months. But if you're in that position where you're out, you've already made 6 payments on your mortgage, if you have a government loan or you just close on a conventional loan and you want to see maybe it looks what the numbers look like to refinance, well, reach out to me at the end of this video. And the reason why is I'm a nationwide mortgage loan officer, and our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. I'll show you how I do that at the end of this video. But let's get over to this. This is a person that closed not too long ago with us. We helped them buy their home. It was a $350,000 loan that we did. Rate was 7.75 at that time. It was a 30-year fix, and we closed February of 2024. They're looking to refinance right now, and right through here, this is where the FHA rate are, folks, right through here, 6.375, quite a bit lower than this one. Look, it's over a 0.5% lower than that. But let's get over to this, 6.375. The cost in this is $2,500 for this person to refinance. It'll be a 30-year term. What's it going to do for them? It's going to actually save them $320 a month, over $90,000 on the life of the loan. The cool thing is your break-even point is within 7.7 months. So after 8 payments, basically you're saving money. Okay, but what's going to happen too when you go to refinance, you're going to skip 1, maybe 2 mortgage payments at that time. So even the cost of what the mortgage is going to be, it's going to save you, you know, because you're not going to have those mortgage payments. So use the payment to pay for your costs and then basically run from there. So this is why I've been telling people, hold off, but now may be a good time. This is a huge rally in the market. So we might see some profit taking. This is, think of this as a stock. This stock went from here all the way up to here in price. There might be some people starting to take some money off the table. So you might see a little reprieve here, but so far the trend is in our favor. So that's what's going on with mortgage rates right now. So what we have to contend with tomorrow is we have some numbers right through here, initial jobless claims, that's coming from our government. And then right through on Friday, we're gonna get the official unemployment number. Now it's supposed to stay steady at 4.1%. A lot of people were expecting this to go to 4.5% and 5% not too long ago. So that's defying the odds, as well as inflation is defying the odds. And right now, all that news is basically good news when it comes to the market, especially these things up here. So let me explain to you who I am, what I do. I don't do videos for a living. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. So if you're anywhere in the whole country looking for a mortgage, let me tell you about myself. So the company I work for is a federally chartered bank. Okay, that means I'm licensed all over the country. That's not just the good news there. More good news is we're set up with over 30 other lenders. So we actually have a brokerage within our bank that we're set up with over 30 different lenders that we can offer you their programs and their rates, and you use yours truly for this whole transaction. So that's why we say there's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. This is how you do it. Go to therateupdate.com. You're going to go right here to my website. You can do one of three things. One, you can put in your application right there at the top, and that's perfectly fine, because when you do that, I'll get an alert saying you completed your application. I'll get you on the phone. We'll talk about it. But we'd like to talk to you. We want to know your story. We want to know your background. What are you looking to do? You should also do the same with us. So why don't you schedule a consultation with us? It's right there above, again, at therateupdate.com. But if you want to jump in the front of the line, just scroll down to the bottom right through here, and this is going to give you our 800 number. So our 800 number is 844-775-5626. Or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. Please, just leave comments down below if you have any comments. But if you have a question for me, please send me an email. Make sure you put in your name and phone number. If you want me to call you, I'll be happy to call you, answer that question and any other questions that you have. So a nice little rally today in the markets. Really not sure why, but we're not going to complain because it's going in our favor. So thanks so much for watching. If you're looking to check out some numbers, does refinancing make sense to you? Well, just pick up the phone, give us a call, or shoot me an email with some numbers. Be more than happy to get back with you to let you know what your savings are. Thanks for watching, folks. Hope you enjoy your the videos and my live event as well today. If you like my stuff, please subscribe down below. And other than that, God bless, and I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Take care and have a great evening. Bye-bye.